John in Character presents Dork Tales, storytelling with a geekish twist.
Little Red by Karen Simpson Gardner. Once upon a time, there was a little old lady who lived all alone in the woods. Sad to be all alone in the world. Reg, great to see you. Hey kids, let me introduce you to... Nonsense. I'll introduce myself. Ladies and gentlemen, and kids of all ages, presenting the one, the only one-of-a-kind, truly remarkable, fabulous, talented, phenomenal, and modest, Reginald T. Hedgehog. Thank you. Well, thanks for stopping by, Reg. Hey, would you like to help me tell this story? Would I? I am very good at telling stories. I know. Well, I know you know you know. Well, I know you know you know you know you know you know you know. Anyway, I was just telling everyone about Granny. Oh, yes, and that's when I said, sad to be all alone in the world. Right, but she wasn't. Wasn't what? All alone in the world. Oh, but you said she was. Well, no, I said she lived alone. But she had a daughter, and her daughter had a daughter. The old lady's granddaughter. And that's who the story is really about.
Oh, you mean it's not my story?
Well, you're in the story, but... the title of the story is Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, who's that?
Your granddaughter.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is. Surely she should know her own granddaughter.
Yes, I should know my own granddaughter.
Well, you do. See, when Little Red was 10 or so, her granny made her a beautiful cloak out of red fabric. And Red wore it everywhere, so people started calling her Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh! You mean Iphigenia.
Yes. Iphigenia?
It's my granddaughter, Iphigenia.
Eesh. No wonder everybody calls her Little Red.
She's named after me.
And what a... and a lovely name it is. Anyway...
I never would have given her that cloak if I'd known she'd refuse to take it off. The child even sleeps in it.
Yes, well...
And who ever heard of calling a child Little Red Riding Hood? That's just nonsense.
Anyway, for the purpose of this story, we'll just call her Little Red Riding Hood. Because, well, that's the name of the story. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Granny made... Iphigenia. A beautiful red cloak. And she loved it so much, she never took it off. So people started calling her Little Red Riding Hood. Hey, why Riding Hood?
Oh, don't ask me. I just made a cloak.
Well, it's just the name of the story. Look, there are other versions. We can call her Little Red Cap if you like that more.
Oh, but I didn't make a cap. I made a cloak.
Fine. Let's just call her Little Red. Satisfied?
I still prefer Iphigenia.
Fine. Iphigenia, who happened to be wearing a red cloak. Is that better?
Much. And, now what happens?
Well, one day, little... Iphigenia... was helping her mother when they received word that Granny was dying.
What? Where does it say that?
Oh, it's right here. I'm doing the original story by Charles Perrault.
Now, let me see that. What? You can't do that story.
But it's a classic.
Nonsense. It's horrible. Too violent.
Well, that's the one I have here. What do you suggest?
Step back and let an expert storyteller tell the tale.
How about this? Now, one day, little Iphigenia decided to go and take her granny a treat. For no other reason than she loved her.
Oh, that's much better.
La la la, la la la, la 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 la. I'm visiting my granny and bringing her a tasty treat. For no other reason than I love her.
When who should appear but a big bad wolf?
Arr! Arr! Arr!
Half a moment.
I thought the wolf got put into the zoo after that run-in with the three little hedgehogs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, maybe he escaped.
How?
Well, maybe he had porridge for breakfast, hid the spoon, and dug his way out.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, it works in cartoons.
Or maybe he got out for good behavior.
What, the big bad slightly reformed wolf?
No, you're right, the spoon thing was better.
Okay, so the big bad wolf had just escaped from the zoo. He was tired of three square meals a day.
Ugh, boring!
He liked living on the open road and hunting for his own food. And that little girl in the red cloak was looking extremely tasty.
Mmm, yum! Now, how can I trick that little lady into becoming a midday snack? Ah, I know! I'll win her confidence. Hello, little girl.
La la la, la la la, la 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 la. Oh, hello, Mr. Wolf. How are you today?
Famished. Oh, I mean fine, just fine. What are you doing on this lovely day, little girl?
I'm going to take my granny this basket of delicious treats for no other reason than I love her. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if you had one. Would you like a cookie, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, no thank you, you delicious little morsel.
But I thought you said you were famished.
Oh, I am, but I don't want to spoil my supper.
Oh, I understand. My mama tells me no snacks before supper, all the time. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. Say, I'm going to visit my dear old mother myself. Perhaps we could walk together.
Oh, really? Where does your dear old mother live?
Over there?
Oh, that's too bad. My granny lives the other way, in a cute little yellow house next to the stream. You can't miss it, because she collects gnomes, and there are 17 scattered all over the lawn.
Gnomes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well then, I guess I'll leave you here then.
Okay, Mr. Wolf. It was nice talking to you. I hope we meet again someday.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
What's so funny?
I was just remembering a joke someone told me earlier.
Oh, I love jokes. Tell it to me.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know, Mr. Wolf. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
I don't get it.
You will. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. La la la, la la la, la 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 la.
So the wolf left Little Red to continue on her way. Instead of going the other way, he doubled back and followed the other path along the stream until he reached the little yellow house with 17 lawn gnomes in front. You really couldn't miss it. Jonathan?
Yes, Mr. Reg?
I have a few questions. First, how did the wolf get to Granny's house before Little Red?
Well, that's because Little Red was so easily distracted by, well, everything.
La la la, la la la, la la la, oh, pretty bird. La 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 la, ooh, pretty butterfly. Ooh, pretty rock. La la la, squirrel! La 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 la.
Next question. If the wolf is hungry and intends to eat the little girl, why doesn't he just eat her in the woods and be done with it? Why does he wait to go to Granny's house to eat her there?
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe he wanted to eat Granny too.
Hey!
Yes, but he could eat Little Red and then go and eat Granny.
Hey!
I've never really thought about that before, but I guess you're right. But the part where the wolf is in Granny's house is the best part of the story, so let me finish.
Oh, all right.
So, the wolf crept up to Granny's front door and knocked.
No way. I'm not answering that.
But you have to. It's part of the story.
No.
Granny.
No way, Jose.
Oh, let me try. Mailman.
You're not a mail person. You're that wolf.
Amazon.
Oh, but I don't have an Amazon Prime membership.
Candygram.
Ooh, I do love candy, especially saltwater taffy. Hey, nice try.
Open the door.
No.
Ooh, I have an idea. Granny, why don't you slip out the back door and go get help to get rid of the wolf?
Oh, that will never work. Ooh, I know. I'll just slip out the back door and go get help to get rid of the wolf.
Great idea. Okay, so when the wolf came and knocked on Granny's door, she looked through the peephole and saw...
Oh, wolf! Oh, I'd better slip out the back door and get help.
And she did. The wolf got pretty tired of waiting after a few minutes.
Aw, dagnabbit! She must be out.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Uh-oh, here comes my lunch. Maybe if I try the back door... Ah, it's open! I'll just go inside and wait for lunch to come to me. Ooh, I love delivery!
So the wolf slipped into the house and put on Granny's nightgown and nightcap.
Hey!
You left. You can't control what happens.
Heh.
The wolf had just unlocked the front door and slipped into Granny's bed when...
Who is it?
It's me, Granny. Iphigenia.
Oh, yeah.
Iphigenia?
Seriously?
I mean, oh yes. Come in, my dear.
Meanwhile, Granny ran off to look for help. But she had a bit of trouble.
A gingerbread house. Someone here is sure to be kind and help me. Help! Help! There's a big bad wolf in my house! At least you don't have children eating your fence. Damn things are a menace to the neighborhood. Now, shoo! I'm expecting visitors. Oh, darn. Where else can I ask for help? Oh, there's someone. Young man, can you please
please help me? There's a big bad wolf in my house. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I ran from a little old woman and a little old man, and I can run from you. I can.
How rude. Doesn't anyone care that there is a big bad wolf in my house? Oh, there's a lad with a cow. You there, young man.
Oh, hello. Would you like to buy my cow?
Moo.
She's a great cow, but we need to sell her.
No, I don't want to buy your cow. Can you?
Oh, poor Milky White. We haven't had enough to feed her. But I know she'll puck up and give milk again when someone feeds her.
Listen, I'm not interested in the cow. I need help. There is a big bad wolf in my house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how to deal with wolves. Just cows.
Moo.
And giants.
If I don't get help at this brick house, I'm going to scream. Oh, 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 dear me. Heavens to Betsy.
Who is it?
Oh, I'm your neighbor from across the forest, and I need some help. There is a big bad wolf in my house.
Oh, you're a big bad wolf, and you want to come in my house?
No, there is a big bad wolf in my house. I need help.
I don't want to get eaten by a wolf.
Is there anyone else at home?
Cowabunga! Yeah, what's up? Hey, check it out. It's an old lady grandmama. How's it hanging, old lady grandmama?
She wants us to eat a big bad wolf.
What? No way. Big bad wolves are bad for the digestion.
Is there anyone else at home?
Fear not, old wise and noble crone.
Hey!
I couldn't help overhearing that you are being bothered by a particularly large and brutally vicious canine.
Huh?
In other words, a big bad wolf.
Oh, yes, yes. There's a big bad wolf in my house. Wearing my nightie.
Never fear. We are the three little hedgehogs, and we have experience dealing with scoundrels like that. Lead us to your house, and we will forcibly expel the varmint from the premises.
Yeah. We'll, like, kick him right out.
So, having met up with the three little hedgehogs, Granny headed back to save her granddaughter from the big bad wolf. Meanwhile...
Yes, come in, dear. I left the door unlocked for you.
Okay, Granny. La 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 la. Oh, my Granny. What are you still doing in bed at this time of day?
Oh, I wasn't feeling very good, so I took a little nap, my dear. Come over and let's have a nice chat.
Oh, my Granny, what long arms you have.
The better to hug you with, my dear. Come closer so I can give you a big hug.
Oh, but Granny, what big ears you have.
The better to hear you with, my child. Come closer and tell Granny all about your day.
Oh, but Granny, what big eyes you have.
The better to see you with, my dear.
Granny's not getting any younger.
come on over.
Oh, but Granny, what big teeth you have!
The better to eat you with!
Oh my! A wolf! Ah!
Ah!
Oh! You were so nice in the woods. What happened?
Oh, I was just luring you in with a false sense of security. Ah!
Ah!
Just then, Granny kicks the door down.
Hi-ya!
Here's Granny.
The three little hedgehogs burst in behind her to subdue the wolf. They were all shocked to find the beast chasing little Iphigenia.
Get away from my granddaughter, you brute!
Curses!
Yes, get away from her granddaughter, you brute! Haven't you learned your lesson?
Yeah, man. I mean, eating little girls? That's just bogus.
Yeah. What he said.
Oh, no. Not those three little pigs again. Listen, pigs.
Hedgehogs.
Listen, hedgehogs. Don't you have your own story that you need to be getting back to? Some other poor beast to torment?
This elderly female was bemoaning the fact that her progeny was sure to be consumed by a ferocious Canis lupus and came to our domicile for assistance.
In other words, the old lady came knocking on our door for help because you were going to eat her granddaughter.
That's what I said.
Whoa! You did?
I did. Furthermore, what should we find but the same miscreant who attempted to devour my two brothers and myself not so very long ago?
So yeah, dude, like, be cool. Stop trying to eat hedgehogs, little girls and stuff. Hey, Batinskis! I'm a wolf. That's what we do? We are carnivores. Yeah, fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. A wolf's gotta eat.
While you raise a salient point, the fact remains that we are not going to allow you to devour this girl.
Ah, come on! What if I ask nicely?
No. I fear you leave us no choice but to subdue you with force.
Huh? Like, charge! Ah, not again.
Hoo! Ha!
Hoo! Hoo!
This is ridiculous. I know what will stop that beast. I'll get my trusty tranquilizer dart. Take that!
What the?
Say, that's some powerful stuff you got there up in Xanadu, Mr. Kublai Khan. Hey, do you remember the Alamo with the Klaatu Barada Nikta?
Huzzah! Like Excelsior!
Yay! Good job, Granny! Now what are we going to do with him?
I suppose we'll have to call Animal Control. They'll know what to do with this critter. Thanks for your help, boys.
No problem.
Yeah, it's righteous to help a neighbor in need.
Indubitably. Now, all this talk of grubs has made me a little peckish. Brothers, let us leave to find our own dinner. So the three little hedgehogs went back to their house of bricks, and Animal Control took the wolf back to the local zoo, where he was put into solitary confinement for repeat offenses, but still got 3 square meals a day. So he was bored, but well fed.
And Granny and Iphigenia had a lovely picnic.
and they all lived happily ever after. Thanks to Reginald T. Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah? How do you figure?
Well, you would never have been able to find a way to tell that story and keep all of the players happy without me, Jonathan.
Excuse me. I'm not happy.
Yes, well, you're the villain. Your happiness is irrelevant.
I suppose you're right. Thanks, Reg, for saving the story.
All in a day's work.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Except me. Still not happy.
Have you read the original story? Trust me, you got off easy.
The end. This has been a John in Character production. Today's story was written by Karen Simpson Gardner and performed by Jonathan Cormer. Sound recording and production by Jermaine Hamilton at Studio Circle Recordings. For more information about this episode, go to johnincharacter.com. Oh, and if our storytelling brings you some joy and a few laughs, we'd be so grateful if you'd help us live happily ever after by writing a review. It's one of the best ways for others to find our geeky tales. But before you go, please hit the subscribe button so future episodes will automatically show up in your podcast library. Now, go be the hero of your own story, and we'll see you next once upon a time.